Sock the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Meister Sheni, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gemel. So we did see in the dialogue of the previous Mishnah that when it comes to the halachos of Karshinim and Tiltan, we were makel by Truma and Machmir by Meister Sheni. But we didn't see in regard to which halacha. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Tiltan shel Meiser Sheini. What is Tiltan? Something in the bean family. The Arabs call it Chaliva, they say. We learned about it earlier in Masechtas Meisris. English translation, fenugreek, some say clover. Whatever it is, Tiltan shel Meiser Sheini. If it's Meiser Sheini, te'achel tzimchainim. You have to eat it when it's young and moist. If it continues to grow, it gets hard. And it's very hard for a person to eat it then. And you're not allowed to let Meister Sheini get ruined. So you have to eat this Tiltan when it's still young and soft. What can I do with it after it gets hard? You can feed it to your animals. There was a way to turn it into a shampoo for your hair. But when it comes to Meister Sheini, you have to eat it when it's young. On the other, when it comes to Truma, you can let it get hard and feed it to your animals. Tiltan of Truma could be fed to animals. Tiltan of Meiser Sheni can't. For that matter, no Meiser Sheni can be fed to animals. Sokta Heilige Mishnah Vayter. Beisham, remember the Beisham is saying, Kol Masel B'Tahara, Chutz Meichfifosa. Shitas Beisham. Even though Tiltan isn't a real Eichel. And Midaraisa, there's no Truma by Tiltan. But because you have some people that do eat it when it's young and moist, So the Rabbanan said you should be mafresh truma from it. But the way Chazal were masakin this takana is that even if a person is tummy, he can eat tiltan. Regular truma you can't eat if you're tummy. Yet when it comes to the tiltan of Meiser Sheini, you can't eat it if you're tummy. So zok the Mishnah Vayter v'shel truma, the tiltan of truma. Beishamim and the Beishamim say kol masel b'tahara. Chutz mechafifasa. Even though it's mutter to eat it if you're tame, because it's not really that much of an oichel, but kol maser has betahar, in other words, it's aser to touch it with tamedika hands, like the din is with other oichlim of truma. So what the Beshame are telling us is, you can eat it if you're tame, but I don't want you to be metamed. Wash your hands beforehand, like any oichel of truma. If you touch truma, you have to wash your hands beforehand. If I can eat it if I'm Tomei, so why should Stam a person have to wash his hands beforehand? Then the answer is, Vashami want us to remember that it's Truma, because someone who's not a kohen is not supposed to eat this. What does it mean, Chutz Mei Chafifasa? Remember I said some people take it and they make a shampoo out of it? Well, you can take the seeds of Tiltan, and you can shampoo your hair with it. That you can do even without washing your hands. See, once you turn it into a shampoo, you have to like do things with it to turn it into a shampoo. It's not Roy Lachila at all. So here the Mishami say, just use it the normal way. When it comes to eating, I want you to remember that it's truma, so I'm going to ask you to wash your hands, say the Mishami, just like you have to wash your hands with regular truma. Now, when it comes to the tiltan of Meiser Sheini, you're not allowed to use it as a shampoo. You have to eat it when it's young. Because if there's a way of eating it, then you have to break it off when it's still young, take it out of the ground where it's still moist, and eat it. So here's another kula by the tiltan of truma that you don't have in Meiser Sheini. Zak the Mishnah Vayter Besilam, the Besil say, Kol Masel B'Tumah. You don't have to wash your hands before you touch it. Chutz Meshriyasa. With exception, if you're going to soak it. If a person soaks the tiltan, you have to wash your hands first. Why? Because if you're going to soak it without washing your hands, you're going to be machsherit to be Mekabel Tumah. Remember what we learned? When food comes into contact with one of the seven liquids, water being one of them, it can now become tummy if it's touched by tumma. Yeah, but what's the problem? You can eat it when you're a tummy. So this is how the Beis Hillel make their hecker. Both the Beshami and the Beis Hillel understand you can eat the tiltan when you're tummy. It's not real truma. But the Maaseh there's a takana that a bona non-kayan shouldn't eat it. So each has his own like reminder. For the Beshami, the reminder is wash your hands before you eat it. For the Basil, the reminder is enough that if you're going to soak it, we say, no, no. You have to wash your hands first. So, of course, according to the Beshami, there's much more of a reminder. Every time you eat it, you have to wash your hands. The Basil say, it's enough to know this one halacha. That's enough of a reminder, that if you soak it, you have to wash your hands first. That's going to remind people that you shouldn't eat it if you're a non-Kayan, that a Zar is not allowed to eat it. But again, what we're looking from this Mishnah is that we had two cases to explain what Rav Shimon meant in Mishnah Beis, that the Tiltan of Maaser Sheni is more chamer than that of Truma. With Truma, you don't have to only use it when it's young and soft. With Maaser Sheni, you do. Tiltan of Truma can be used for shampoo, something you can't do with the Maaser Sheni.